they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got a note from Rob that just said, this is terrific.
Okay. Attention, young America. Attention, young America. Attention, young America. It's about that time, the time that we've all been waiting for. We planted the seed back in 2004 with Vote or Die, but the time is now. Super Tuesday is upon us. This is one of the most important days of this primary election in the year of the most important election of our lives. Why is it the most
important?
Important.
Why is it the most important?
Don, don't be hating.
Election of our lives. Why is it the most important election of our lives?
Because
this
time.
President is going to dictate your future, our future. Don't you care about that? Yes, you do. So if you do, you hip them polls, Super Tuesday, and all the primaries after that. The race is tight. And guess who's going to have the say and who's the next president of the United States of America?
Did he at least practice this before he did this?
Can't you tell?
The preceding announcement paid for by Mike Huckabee.
You, baby. You. That's right, you. So please, your boy Diddy, I'm begging with you. I'm on my hands and knees.
Hi, Look, Sean.
I'm on my hands. I'm begging y'all. Make sure you go out and vote. That's 10 minutes of your life, okay? Care about your future. It's your future, your vote, your choice. You are changed. Your boy Diddy, I love you guys. That's why I'm begging and pleading, man. I want us to just live in a world that's beautiful and peaceful and where we can take care of our families and your future.
Shut up and make me close.
We got to make some changes, and it's up to y'all to make the changes. Vote, please. Peace.
I'm Rudy Giuliani, and I approve that message.
It's terrific.
Who he?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I see why you like it, Rob.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is your sex drive so bad that you need to see a doctor?
You're a slut.
That answer is true.
What do you think, Jackson?
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right on. Right on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's happening?
How's it going? I have a friend who is Joe Krebs' nephew. I know you guys always rag on him.
Oh, man.
Lucky. How lucky that young man must be. Boy, I hope Uncle Joe comes to his T-ball games.
Does he share the family resemblance?
A little bit. It kind of took me off guard when he told me that. But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
He lives in Don's old house.
You're kidding me. Where?
In Gaithersburg. I don't know his address. I don't think you want me to give it out or...
Just tell me what the first letter of the street is.
It's escaping me, but I have his phone number.
Well, that's great. Maybe you can have a meeting at the Stalkers Anonymous and get together.
It's the nephew that lives in your old house?
Or is it Joe Krebs?
Or is it Krebs himself?
It's the nephew.
Nephew. See, it'd be one thing if Krebs lived in Don's old house.
So just tell the nephew he might want to get some bleach for the walls.
Yeah, and just tell him whenever he hangs up the phone, he always has to say, "Bah." That's the way Krebs says goodbye.
As I recall, that would be the house where I really, you're talking about now 20 years ago, like the second house that we ever owned. And that was the one that I would go downstairs into the special room and, I think you remember Frida commenting more than one time when she went to clean the spot in the basement and
yes.
She couldn't get the stains off the wall.
Right.
And the dog growled at it.
Yeah, because
was there something about fingernails?
Toenails.
Toenails under the couch?
No.
Was it under the bed, headboard?
Behind the headboard of the bed. I would clip my toenails and just put them on.
And wasn't she there with moving men when they found your toenails?
Oh, yes.
Name the bodily product and it was there.
Yeah. You ought to be very, very careful living anywhere
I live. Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
Diabetics, yeah. Well, if I was Krebs' nephew, I'd let the whole world know it. Absolutely.
Always wear a helmet, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Watch out for that tree.
Hope you liked your time on the show.
Bye.
Thank you.
We did.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering, is it true that you guys are having Bradley Laborman on your show?
Who?
Bradley Laborman.
Who is that?
Bradman.
Bradman.
Who the hell is that?
Help us out.
Bradman is a, I guess you'd call him like an internet sensation.
Okay, let me jump in here. I don't think he's quite to the level of being an internet sensation.
Who is he, Rob?
But we have gotten about 8 emails. Apparently, this is a guy who life casts, which means by choice, he puts everything about his life
Hello, boring.
On the internet.
Boring. Well, he's got the camera where he says himself boring. Going to the bathroom and all that.
Yeah,
and
he
is a big fan of your program and your program.
He can eat one.
And I think that he's trying to start a movement to get on this program.
Is he related to Joe Krebs?
Bowel movement.
Brad Krebs.
Hello. Brad Krebs.
Don and Mike Show. Bradley.
Bradley Krebs.
Bradley J. Krebs.
Yes, and everybody that's related to Krebs ought to have a J in front of their name.
I love Don and Mike Show.
I'm Mortimer J. Krebs.
I'm Lucille J. Krebs.
Candy J. Krebs.
I am...
Excellent.
I am Bonita J. Krebs.
I like that. Montgomery J. Krebs.
I love that is Brett Favre's mamo's name. Bonita Favre.
That's nice. Maya J. Krebs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, you're the winner.
I was just making some popcorn.
Thank you. Thanks for calling
now,
me what we
that's
asked
what
for.
I
Thank
call
you.
Delivering.
Thank yeah. you, Papa John's. Nice delivery. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
You doing well?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, pal?
You feel pretty strong about taking over the show?
I feel fine. How are you doing? You sound like you got one of those agenda calls in you. You got one of those agenda calls? Is that what's bothering you, sir?
No, just kind of wondering why you're doing pajamagrams. What the hell, Mike?
Well, it's called money, sir. It's called putting food on the table.
What is that, a commercial you did?
Yeah, I do a lot of commercials.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Mike.
You know what? You count the number of people in this country that have done pajamagrams.
Okay.
Tis the season, all right? And you know what I'll do? I'll tell you, you know, since you're slamming it, really, I want you to understand it. What I will do, I'll make a special offer to you because I like to work extra for the client. I will personally deliver your mother's pajamagram to her.
Well, you're going to have to get a shovel for that.
Well, I'll do it anyway. Doesn't a shovel's never stopped me before. As a matter of fact, you know, it'll be easier to get her into the bottoms.
If you knew a girl, you'd want to give her something too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, listen,
besides chlamydia,
don't get down on Mike. I'm the one that should be offended here, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, I proudly did those spots, and it would always be about somebody's mother,
right.
About how great somebody's mother would look in whatever the pajama item was.
I think I remember one time we were doing a pajamagram commercial for someone's mother, and we were not able to get through it. Based on the comedic value of the pajamagrams being delivered to someone's mother.
But you know how it goes when you're the old LD.
Lame duck.
Yep.
LD Krebs.
That's right.
LDJ Krebs.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, what's happening?
Hey, just trying to figure out where I can get a copy of that Patriots book, 19-0, Season of Perfection.
There's plenty around.
Hey.
I would imagine that's fetching a rather nice price on the internet.
I would think
You're
so.
Super duper funny. Here's news about the Patriots about, oh boy, this thing about the guy taping the walkthrough right. with the St. Louis Rams
right.
5-6 years ago. He signed a letter of confidentiality when he left the Patriots.
Right.
So he's now going to go to Congress or whoever's going to look into this and say,
When you say walkthrough, you're talking about taping a practice?
Well, yeah, I'll explain it in a second.
Okay.
He wants to get freedom. He wants to say, I'll tell you everything I know about the Patriots cheating, but I signed a letter from them saying I wouldn't say anything. So if you let me off the hook with that.
He wants immunity.
And
that.
He apparently has tapes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A walkthrough, for instance, Saturday. This would be the Saturday before the Super Bowl game.
Right.
When the Panthers go to the stadium and they walk through.
The game plan?
For instance, in this case, it's allegedly the red zone, all of the plays that they're going to run in the red zone. Now, you might say, what's the advantage for the Patriots? So you know the play. Well, no, what you do is you see how the defense is lined up, you see what the play is, mm-hmm. and you see when they go like this,
what
a guy
means.
Will run left and a guy will run right, and you see the packages that they have that they're bringing in, and you say, oh, you know what? Ah, they're going to bring in three tight ends, and I see that they're going to bring in two wide receivers and move them to the left.
So you know exactly what defense to set up to cause them to run that particular play.
You know, it's a game of chance, Mike, because you don't know for sure, but the way I understand it, to get a walkthrough, to tape a walkthrough, that's not like taping a coach on the sidelines giving signals.
No.
You are flat-out freaking cheating. You're taping the other team running plays, and coincidentally, the next day, the Patriots' defense, the Panthers went up and down the field, except when it got to the 20-yard line.
Is this similar to what – now, it wasn't the Panthers originally, right? Wasn't it another team?
I'm sorry, the Rams. It's the Rams. I'm getting my team.
Is it the Rams? Was that the original team that, that caused the whole scandal?
My apology. Yeah, it's the Rams, and the Rams are saying –
why did I think it was the Jets?
Because the Jets are from this year. The Jets are the first team.
This is previous to that.
This is from 1999.
Wow.
Saying that this is how long this dude's been cheating.
It's a tradition.
So
this is a purely Belichick situation.
Yeah, right. It's the whole Patriots organization. They do. And to me, again, you know, so if you're watching that Super Bowl with the Rams and the Patriots or whatever, I'm sorry I said Panthers.
Right.
I meant Rams and Patriots. But you wonder why they were able to cut him down in the red zone.
Yeah.
Well, you got to at least wonder, maybe. And then Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Listen, either this guy is digging himself the biggest grave in the world, or he's 100% absolutely telling the truth.
Well, if for my money, you don't show up at your deposition dressed like John Gotti. That's the first thing. I just saw a picture of him in the paper.
Nice haircut, too.
I swear to God, it looks like, it might just be the quality of the photograph, but it looks like the guy didn't shave for a day, so he's got the 5 o'clock shadow. You see that picture right there? He's got the John Gotti suit.
Nice.
Tell you what.
And he's got the steroid chest.
He comes out swinging, just like he did with his stupid statement about pulling a truck with his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He came out yesterday saying, I was proud to tell them I've never done anything, and I'd be proud to go back next week and say it to him again. So Buzz, as far as I understand, because he's already said this,
yes,
it's like what he said yesterday counts forever.
He has testified, I guess, under oath for Congress.
Said he's told the committee the same thing he's been telling the world at large.
Right.
And Clemens said, quote, it was great to be able to tell them what I've been saying all along, that I've never used steroids or human growth hormone, and that's a direct quote. And so then, I guess he went in with the same spiel that he's been giving everybody else.
And then there's today.
And what happened today?
Roger Clemens, former trainer, says he has vials, syringes, and gauze that contain traces of steroids, HGH, and blood that would reflect the DNA of Roger Clemens, and this means this may be enough evidence for prosecutors to get a court order to have Clemens give them a DNA sample to see if it matches.
Okay, now, if I'm hearing this just the first time,
right,
I'm going to give you the dumb guy take on this.
Sure.
Let's say he's got a vial of steroids.
And he's got a piece of gauze from another injection that he gave Clemens.
Or he's got some of Roger Clemens' blood from some other time. I mean,
seems to me it would be very easy to manufacture
dummy
that.
Dummy that up.
I mean, as much as I think Roger might be stretching the truth, I think it'd be very easy to manufacture that kind of evidence. But it's also weird that, you know, really, I mean, that he held on to that. Because as much as I think Clemens might be full of it, you got a guy that now appears to me, if he was saving syringes,
and
that the setup was in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, I smell a rat with that. I really do. That disturbs me.
And sorry to confuse about the Super Bowl. It definitely was against the St. Louis Rams.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how far back it goes, right? If this thing proves to be true,
he's screwed.
He's done.
I was reading today that if this is true, he'll be suspended for at least a year, meaning Belichick will be suspended for at least a year.
You think that they would bring him back? Do you really think they would bring him back after
this?
Sure.
Sure they would.
Bob Kraft?
Sure. You know, it's the bottom line, Mike.
But don't you think that he will live forever? I mean, this is more than the Jets incident. This would be, which I'd like to remind you, a significant fine. For the organization and for Coach Belichick himself.
I understand. Hey, let me ask you a question.
What was
Kurt Russell doing in the booth during the Super Bowl with
him? It wasn't just Kurt Russell, you know. You'll know that he brought his very talented daughter and star of the new film with Matthew McConaughey. Kate Hudson was there also. She's an enormous football fan.
Hey, I saw her on TV today.
Yeah?
Seriously. What happened to her? like her face is falling apart. I don't think she's had plastic surgery.
It's the curse of McConaughey.
She's been hit with the fuggly stick.
It's the curse of McConaughey. Meryl,
did you see her on the Today Show tonight?
I saw her on Regis. She was a guest on Regis and she looked like she's got the puffies.
Yeah, and she's like got weird splotches on her face, and she's almost got that Farrah Fawcett post surgery look, and I don't think she's had any surgery.
She doesn't look as good as Joan Van Ark.
Who does? Hello, Don Mancho, besides King Tut. Hey, what's happening? Hi there.
Hey, you guys happened to catch the episode of the Brady Bunch last night where Mike, Peter, Greg, and Alice gang rape Sam the Butcher?
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I like rape.
That is so great.
Classic television.
My favorite part is when they have little Cindy stand guard after she locks the butcher shop door.
Hello. Don
Mancho. How are you, Diaz?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm really going to miss Larry and Larry. I'm sorry, I should wait till May 30th.
Yes, you should. And besides, that's one piece of broadcasting history that I believe Mike can probably transfer over.
Do you think that, but don't you think we're still going to have to turn over the tapes to the Smithsonian?
Yeah.
Of Gilbert Corn.
Of all of our Larry to Larry's?
Yeah, and it'll be a special display set up. It'll be a picture of Larry King and then you and I, and then the audio tapes of Larry to Larry.
We do have what I've just been told is a pretty good tape of Larry King with Snoop.
Well, there's the start right there.
They're eating chicken?
They go to Snoop's favorite fried chicken place.
I have a new name for Larry King after watching him on CNN last night.
That was funny.
His new name, and when you really look at his eyes, his new name will be Iguana.
Why men's rooms?
Take a look at those eyes and look at just get out a reptile book and look at a picture of an iguana's eyes and then look at Larry's eyes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. I just wanted to inform Don that he's actually wrong about the Rams' offensive performance in terms of red zone. In the Super Bowl, the only time they were in the red zone, they scored a touchdown when Kurt Warner ran
it
in.
Okay, well, then it's another game. Didn't they play the Patriots as well?
I'm talking about the Rams versus the Patriots.
Did the Patriots play the Panthers as well?
The Patriots played the Panthers as well, but nobody is accusing them of taping the Panthers walk. They were just the Rams.
Well, I wish I had all day to sit around TV with my pants around my ankles, son. But I want to tell you something. When you get pubic hair, you're going to find that there's more than just Channel 206.
Yeah, it's too bad that I'm 25 years old. So, yeah, whatever, buddy.
Yeah, it's too bad. Hey, buddy, it's too bad, whatever, buddy, Mr. Know-It-All. Mr.
Got it wrong anyways.
Hey, I could kick your ass in absolutely anything. I can kick your ass in anything. I get everything right. You get everything wrong.
Yeah, they scored a touchdown the only time. Hey,
douchebag!
So how would it affect them?
Have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
You know what I'm hearing here. Seriously,
what?
We have to be aware. I'm hearing sour grapes from this past Sunday. How upset are you about the big game? You're upset. Be honest with us. They lost. You expected the perfect season, and you're disappointed. Are you not?
No, actually, I didn't expect them to win. I'm not.
Ah, but you're a fan. You're a Patriots fan.
I am a Patriot.
There you go.
Of course you are.
Of course. Here,
Mike. You stupid
Thank
pussy, you.
You
gigantic pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm
Get
not one of those
here.
Type of fans, dude. Before the game, I always say, I just hope they win.
You know what I say before?
What the hell does that mean?
That's the spirit.
What does that mean? Well, that's nice, so you're a fan. I think that any fan of any sports team might say the same thing.
And listen, Mr. 25.
No, what I'm saying is I always go in saying, I hope they win. I never say they're going to win. I'm not that type of person.
What the hell's the difference?
Listen, let me talk to you for a second, Ronnie Retainer. Mr. 25 years old, and I got underpants older than you. When I started this diatribe, I said it might have been the Patriots, it might have been the Panthers, it might have been the Rams. I'm talking about the same crap that you're talking about that you saw on TV. You just can't deal with the fact that your freaking Patriots cheated 6 years ago, and you know that they taped a walkthrough, so you can just eat one. You got me? Eat
Actually,
a big
don't
one.
Actually, we know that they taped a walkthrough. Actually, Mike Hawley just came out and said that there are sources...
Who is Mike Hawley?
...informing him that rumor is actually false.
Son, when will your testicles drop?
You just have to know what he's dealing with. It's only 3 days. It's 3 days. Excuse me.
Dude.
Excuse me. It's 3 days after the big loss.
Hey, dude,
and we understand you're disappointed.
Dude, who cares if I'm getting facts wrong? I do that all the time. The gist of it is true. Your team taped a walkthrough. Your team is cheaters. They're going to take your coach, and they're going to rape him right in the middle of Boston.
Like I said, it's a rumor, and there's also sources who say that that rumor is false.
And I got a source that tells me that you are a virgin. But that's okay.
No, actually, I'm not.
No, you're a stud.
Do you? All right, let me ask you a question. Do you have any Patriots gear in your home? Do you have Patriots gear in your home? Tell me the truth.
I have a little bit, but not a whole lot, actually.
Son, a tasteful amount. Son, when you're on the front lines, I guess you don't know what it's like to be dealing with live ammo. And sometimes when you make a call on live radio, you're bound to...
I played football in high school. I think I know about the game more than you do.
I'll tell you one play that I know real good from your mom, and that's go down and in. Now, what would you like to discuss?
I enjoy your show, and you guys are funny, but I just wanted to let you know that you had that fact.
Well, you're letting your passion for the Patriots get in the way.
I'm very serious with you. I'll give you that. I got that fact wrong. I guarantee I know more about football than you ever will. And whether you're talking...
Do you know what match protect is? Do you know the difference between zone blocking scheme on offensive line and just a straight up man block scheme? Do you know the actual difference?
Do you know the difference between a finger?
Gap assignments?
Do you know the difference between a finger and a toilet plunger?
Yeah.
I mean, not to bore the people listening, son. Yes, I do. I know about max protection. I know about 3-4. I know about cover 3.
Is this a clone?
May I tell you something very seriously? And I swear to God, and you know I believe in God.
I only said that because you said you know more about football.
I guess it would be maybe the fact that on my mantle at home I have 3 actual NFL playbooks.
Wow, you can get those off the internet.
Or you could do it the way I did it. You can get them from guys who are on the team who give them to you.
This is like in the cafeteria right now.
You lose, dude. You lose so bad.
Let me interrupt you, and I want to ask you. Hold on, hey, pal. Listen, angry man. I want to ask you a question. Some personal questions about you.
Hey, douchebag. Anybody that plays Madden.
Can't we profile him a little bit?
Those formations.
Can I profile this guy psychologically just a little bit?
Well, I already know he's either a closet homosexual.
I want to find out his status. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's her name? Yeah, see, you got real mellow now. You got real quiet, and you got real, real defensive. Now, what's your girlfriend?
Now I'm waiting for you to profile me.
I'm profiling. If you're gonna come and play in these weeds, you're gonna be profiled occasionally. What's your girlfriend's name?
Ashley.
Do you live with her?
Why don't you explain Why don't you explain a max blitz pickup to me from a left outside linebacker when they're lining up a receiver in the slot on the left? The Y receiver is doing a slant and go, and the X receiver is doing a button hook.
Okay, you're talking too much Madden in football.
Hello, Mr. High School Football. I'm on the same platform as you. I'm not your buddy. I'm just someone who knows more about football than you.
Don, you can think whatever you want to be honest.
I will, son, because it's the truth. I do. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be around very much longer to argue with dumbasses like you, so I'm just liking the chance, you know, you're almost like my punching bag right now.
Oh, here's the other thing I wanted to bring up. People talked about defensive signals being stolen. Do you know...
Why are you such a nerd, dude?
Do you know that the coach-quarterback communication system is turned off 15 minutes before the play clock expires?
15 minutes before the...
No, 15
well, how could
seconds.
You just got that wrong.
I'm sorry, 15 seconds.
You got that wrong.
Yeah, what's it like being on live radio when you make a mistake like that?
Hey, you just made a mistake, and you said it was 15 minutes, not 15 seconds. I know a lot more than you.
Unlike you, I can actually admit my mistake.
Hey, listen. Chief One Hair, I'm going to end this with you now by saying, I said... I had a lot of the facts wrong. I had the Panthers and the Rams mixed up. I admitted that right up front. What you can't get over is the fact that your man Belichick and all of your faggot Patriots are cheaters. And you don't have a response for that. So why don't you...
I laughed.
Why don't you call a safety blitz? Why don't you call a safety blitz?
I know what, you know, everything supposedly supposed to have happened, and, you know, I was just calling because I wanted to make sure that you had that.
Hey, can hold I ask
on.
You something?
Let me interrupt here. Hold on a second. Don't you think you're taking it just a little bit too seriously?
My friend, can I tell you?
Don't you really think you're taking it too seriously?
I'm busting your balls.
You know what you should take seriously? How to get that pus off the bathroom mirror.
Really?
I mean, that's what you ought to take seriously.
Come on, dude.
I actually don't have any that's on my face.
Yeah, well, that's because you squeezed them all into the bathroom mirror.
No, but we'll see what happens. See if the sources that claim that actually
Jesus
happened is true
Christ.
Or correct. And
God, you're on the wrong show. You're
Jesus
really on the
Christ.
Wrong show.
Son.
You got to wait till 7 o'clock.
I'm just playing with you, son. I could give a rat's ass. I hope you go out and get wood tonight, and I hope you don't get rolled somewhere and for God's sakes, wash up and, you know, Jesus Christ, grow a set. And if you want to know about anything that has to do with football, call me in the office after the show. I learned that from Ken Beatrice.
Ken Beatrice, he was the gold standard for that.
Well, see, the thing is,
Are you really a Patriots fan? What can you tell me about Willie
Andrews? You're supposed to be a giant football fan, right?
Can you tell me about Willie Andrews?
Football in 2001?
Why is Willie Andrews in the news?
Didn't you watch 2001?
Why is Willie Andrews in the news?
Oh, Willie Andrews, yes, he was busted for having marijuana. He's a backup. He's a special teamer. He's a nobody on the Patriots.
You know what you are? You're a nerd.
He's a back ender. That's a guy that fills the back end of your roster. He's not important.
How many issues of Sports Illustrated, seriously, do you cream to? I mean, my God.
Can't you just relax and enjoy the game?
How about something besides stats?
Take a deep breath.
How about something besides stats? Impress me with football knowledge that doesn't have to do with something you read in a book.
Something I read about football?
Well, you know what I'd like to hear about? You said you played high school football. I'd like to hear your gridiron accomplishments. What did you achieve?
Semi-pro.
A little bit of semi-pro. What position?
What team?
Auburn.
Where? Auburn and what
position? Auburn, Maine.
Auburn, Maine.
Oh, a little difference between Auburn, Maine and the real Auburn.
And what semi-pro team did you play for?
Well, I don't really want to disclose that information to you guys on the
air. Oh, that means you're lying.
No, I don't need people to know exactly who I am.
Well, the fact is, if you disclose, because you're afraid that we'd prove you as a false, as a farce.
You're such the famous athlete.
What position?
No, I just don't want people
Excuse me, what position did you play?
What position?
Both defensive and offensive line.
I don't believe you. You don't even sound like a big guy. Jesus Christ.
I am a big guy.
Oh, I think he is.
I'm a big guy.
I'm picturing the guy in My Name is Earl. You know the guy in My Name is Earl?
Randy.
No, Mike, he's more like Earl.
I'm 300 pounds.
You weigh 300 pounds?
I don't believe that.
All right, when you get out of the shower and you look straight down, can you see your penis?
Actually, I can.
Oh, so you're 300 pounds of solid muscle.
Well, no, I'm 300 pounds, but I can still see my...
How tall are you?
And you played semi-pro ball?
Yes, please. I said in Auburn, Maine.
Please.
Oh, you played your semi-pro ball in Auburn, Maine.
Yes.
And what was that competition against?
In Auburn, Maine.
What was it like playing against Down syndrome children?
That's funny. I actually didn't play against Down syndrome children.
Oh, that's funny. You actually did play against Down syndrome children.
So was the semi-pro really? Was the pro part of that they were like professional hairdressers? And the extent of the football you play was maybe pulling flags out of their rear ends?
Hey, listen, everybody, let's just have a nice old-fashioned discussion about the origins of the 46 defense. I know you could tell me they started with the 85 Bears, but actually it was before that. Why don't you pick it up there, Chief One Hair?
I didn't play 46 defense.
Why don't you just describe it to us?
I didn't play 46. I played 3-4. I played in a two-gap system.
How tall are you?
I'll tell you two gaps I like. The two gaps between your mom's front teeth.
How tall are you? I want to know his height because he gave us his weight. How tall are you?
I just said I'm 6 feet tall.
6 feet even? 6 feet and 300.
Six point two.
I'm sorry that I know more than you.
6.2.
I know more than you.
It's not actually, you know, I'm not 6'1". I'm 6.2, so it's like...
So you have to lean out just a little bit to get a good look at your, you know, your package.
Do you have to use a stick to wipe yourself?
I called because you had some, you know, information wrong about a Super Bowl in 2001.
Well, don't you think you're taking, you know, we really just kind of, you
I've
know,
pretty much
flap
already,
our gums
I've
here.
Pretty much already admitted that, but son, you're holding on to it like... you would be holding on to a training bra.
Oh, no, I thought he just asked me why I called. I might have heard him wrong, I guess.
No, I think, don't you think you take it a little bit too seriously?
No, I actually don't take it that seriously. I just called and tell him that.
You know what we take seriously on this show?
What?
Cheating.
I agree.
Which is why you've just got to go, because Belichick's a cheater, your team's a cheater,
mm-hmm.
your mom was a cheater, your girlfriend's a cheater.
She's cheating right now.
Hey, are you wearing your Packers underwear, Don?
He's a little obsessed.
You know what, son? It must be
it's
really hard. It must.
Young guy. How many times did you change your clothes when the Packers are getting their asses kicked?
You are so upset about the Patriots.
Tell you this. The Packers lost, but they didn't cheat.
That's right.
Yeah, they got their asses kicked, though. Huh?
No, cheating. As long as you get your asses kicked and you're legit.
Fair and square.
You probably changed your clothes about six times during that game, because you know how you have that super...
You know why? Because your mom kept bleeding all over me.
Hey, did your girlfriend leave you the same day that the Patriots lost?
Hey, dude. Dude, seriously.
If my girlfriend had lost me, why would I still have her as a girlfriend?
Oh, now you're lying about that. You know you're lying about that.
Did your girlfriend come with a patch kit in case she started leaking air?
Hey, do you ever tape your girlfriend in the red zone? Or has she had her first red zone yet?
Do you live on your own, or do you live with your mom and dad?
How long have you been touching boys and calling radio stations? Answer, please.
No, I live on my own. I don't live with my mom and dad.
How often do you cut your fingernails?
How often do I cut my fingernails?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, I know that. I shouldn't have said that.
What was it like being on Dateline NBC, How to Catch a Predator?
Were you surprised?
Once every couple weeks, I guess.
What's your favorite dessert?
What was it like making love to Dick Vermeil?
Ice cream.
He's a little bit behind.
Yeah.
He's a little bit slow. We've got to slow it down.
Son, you got to let it go. Really.
You really do. It's football. It's a game.
You
got
to learn to let it go, dude.
You got to relax and you know,
go.
You deal with the fact they didn't have the perfect season. They blew it.
No, you didn't. You might think you have, but you haven't let it go.
You got to go lock yourself in a bathroom and do what comes natural for about 5 days. And I'm not talking about number one or number two.
Go rent the movie Something About Mary. It's called Cleaning the Pipes. It's exactly what you need to do.
Hey, I got the geyser going. I'm like Dawn.
I got
the geyser going.
Now, and see, son, can I tell you something? And this is Don's partner. And let me tell you, no, you're not like Don.
You have proven that you're not. I probably put him to shame. Actually,
no. You see, you think you did, but you really did.
You're talking about what the amount of load that you have.
I'm talking about the amount that comes out and the force that comes out and how much. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. My God, what do you just sit by the radio and work it and listen to me?
Well, no, actually, I listen to you guys every once in a while. I know other people that listen to you.
Every once in a while, I just happen to call today, just because today was nerd call about the cheating Patriots.
You know what you could do? If you could get down out of Auburn and you could go down to the Atlantic Ocean, are you still up in Maine?
You're still up in Maine?
Go take a dip, man. Go off the coast. Take a dip. You know, give yourself a freezer treatment. Really. Go into, you know, drive up to Frenchman's Bay, you know, or Penobscot Bay. You know, or Penobscot Bay, and just take a real drink, you know, a dump into that water.
Dude,
and you know, just get yourself.
I'm not going up to Frenchman's Bay.
Dude, we are sorry.
Plans are going up there.
Sorry that the Patriots continue to cheat. Sorry that the legend will be tainted.
Go outside.
Sorry.
Smell the pine trees.
I'm sorry that your beloved Brett Favre couldn't go on a winning note.
He's so bitter. You can't. Listen, here's the first rule of rooting for sports. You can't go back to the team that lost the game before to make you feel better about the team that lost the most recent game.
And,
it'll never work.
And, dude, why don't you read this from the Elias Sports Bureau? It's better to have lost and not cheated than to win and cheat. And incidentally, how's that 18-1 feel?
Sports Bureau provided
18-1. 18-1. 18-1. 18-1.
18-1.
18-1. And they wrote a book about the perfect season.
How's it feel to get beat by a retard quarterback?
The book wasn't written by the Patriots. It was written
18-1. 18-1. 18-1.
I'm more than well aware. It doesn't even
18-1. 18-1.
Dolphins. 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 Perfect team. Perfect team.
They'll never have that opportunity again.
I'm actually kind of glad that you you brought up the Dolphins because I can't stand them.
They will never have that opportunity again.
And you know the great thing about the Dolphins, unlike you, is that they can never take it away from them.
Yeah, and you know the reason they're not going to have that chance again is because they're going to suspend their cheating coach for a year.
Nothing got taken away from me. I'm just a fan of that team.
No.
Oh, no, you didn't accidentally lose the call.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was going into another phase.
Sorry.
We're going to miss him.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling, clone.
That's too funny in too many ways.
Yeah.
You know, you picture, as soon as he said 300 pounds, I did picture the guy that was sitting there that's on My Name is Earl, but not from the show now. From that movie, Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Same guy, though, right?
Yeah, same guy. Same guy.
Now, listen, that stuff he was talking about, I guarantee, I really have no freaking idea. You could say to me, what's a left side max blitz? I mean, I don't know.
Does it matter?
All I know is that I heard and read the Patriots cheated.
Uh-huh. And you really, I think that as a semi-New England sports fan, I root for the baseball team in Boston. I have learned over the years, seriously, that once it's done, you don't care. Yeah. You do not carry that. You might be able to carry it into the next day. You cannot carry it 3 days later. Right. You cannot. You got to move on.
I'm just glad his identity is the super all-pro for the Albany ass scratchers or whatever team it was not given out.
You know, I remember 1986 Boston Red Sox, you know, when I took every button on my shirt and I just sat there with another lovely couple at our house and everybody was staring at me on the couch as I took it and I slowly did it, but I took it and I popped each button off a button-down shirt. Bing, 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 one by one. And it was at that moment where one of my wives, I forgot which one it was, said to the couple, I think it's probably a good idea to leave. But 3 days later,
yeah, you were fine.
Hey!
Mr. Happy.
The world is my oyster.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, gosh, when I leave, I really won't miss this part of it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I'm staying, because I relish it.
And I know you're looking forward to the all sports portion.
Yes.
Is that going to be just on Wednesdays when you do all sports?
Wednesdays, no. Thursdays will be our NFL playbook segment. That's exactly what it's going to be called.
Every Thursday.
That's what's going to be called.
Even in June.
Yeah. We're really excited about that.
And a sidebar, how are negotiations going with Mrs. Greenthumbs?
Fantastic. We're going up to her gravesite in Auburn, Maine. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be terrific. She's dead, Don. You know that. I think you might have forgotten that. She's passed away.
Couldn't you do a remote from her?
Well, she was. Her body, I think, was dumped in the ocean. So, you know, we'll do it from the coast, from the Pine Tree State. Okay. And incidentally, for all of my relatives and all of my friends in the great state of Maine, for that guy,
right?
Go put your head in the oven, you hump.
What a stain.
He was a stain.
What a grand stain. We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.